こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、スタンフォード大学とワシントン大学が中国最大の検索エンジンバイドゥと共同で行った実験で、初めてタイピングのスピードと正確性でコンピューターが人間に勝ちました。実験では19歳から32歳の人間32人と Deep Speech 2という音声認識プログラムを競わせました。まず人間が短い文章を読み上げ、その後人間とプログラムが同時に iPhone でその文章をタイプします。すると音声認識プログラムは人間の3倍の速度でタイプできており、英語の場合打ち間違いは人間より 20.4% 低く、中国語では 63.4% も低いことが分かりました。
Researchers at Stanford University and Washington University have collaborated with Chinese search giant Baidu to develop the first voice-to-text software that can type more quickly and accurately than a human being. The researchers had 32 volunteers between 19 and 32 years old compete with the voice recognition software Deep Speech 2.A short passage was first read out loud, and then both humans and the software transcribed it. The software was able to type 3 times faster and with 20.4% less errors than humans when transcribing English, and with 63.4% less errors when transcribing Chinese.
Did Stanford and Washington participate in developing the soft? Did it say that?
I thought so. Is that not?
I don't know.I didn't see that, but I'm not sure. そう、なんかこの大学の研究者の人も結構この結果にはびっくりしていて、なんでかっていうと、あんまりみんな iPhone の音声認識のタイピング使ってないじゃん。でそれっていうのはやっぱり Siri のせいだと思うっていうふうに言っていて、こう Siri がなかなか分かってくれないから、みんなの中では、あ、音声認識ってそんなにあんまりちゃんと分かってくれないんだって思ってるけど、Siri の場合はこう問題解決能力であって、メールの音声認識は結構クオリティが高いんですよっていうことで、私も試してみたんだけど、確かになんで今まで手でいちいち打ってたんだろうって思った、全部ちゃんと分かってくれるから。
But if you switch with code switching, it doesn't follow, right? These software generally.
Code switching?
Or if you switch languages.
ああ、日本語はやってないから分かんない。英語は普通に分かってくれた。
It's weird that the software will recognize specific words that you're saying, but can't just recognize the language that it's in, generally.
Right. そうね。そうなんだよね。そう、確かに、そう、日本語のキーボードになってる時に英語で喋りかけちゃうと日本語で無理やりタイプしちゃうんだよね。
Yeah, that's weird.
でもなんかこれが向上してるのはマイクの性能がまず良くなってるっていうのと、ディープラーニングを使ってるっていうことが原因らしいよ。まあ便利だよね、手を使わなくていいっていうのは。
Yeah, but I think there's something drastically different about the process of writing and speaking. They're not really the same thing.
Right.
And if you want something written, sometimes it's better to do the writing process rather than to try to just speak.
I think that's the case if it's like a work email. But when you're just chatting on LINE とか、もうなんか喋ってるのとほぼ同じような言葉を使ってるじゃん。だから別に。
I don't understand why you don't just call each other.
Because it costs money? I don't know.
It doesn't.
I don't know. I don't really like calling people.
You would rather talk to your phone, have your phone write it down, and then send that to the other person. And then what, the other person receives the text message and their phone reads it out loud to them?
Yeah.
That's getting really weird.
No, I mean, 私は電話を受けるのがあんまり好きじゃないの。もうメールで言ってくれっていう感じ。
But you don't mind calling people, right?
I don't really call people either. あの自分が起きるの好きじゃないから自分も人にはあんまり電話しない、mm-hmm. なんかさ
when, since when has that been the case?
まあここ数年じゃない若い時本当女子高生の時とか常に電話してたけどねでもこう LINE とかさかこういうふうにチャットできるようになったら相手の都合をあんまり考えなくていいし自分の都合もね別にすぐ返信しなくてもいいわけだから
Is everyone just too busy or everyone just values the privacy? It's like the fact that people can contact you whenever is not something that you accept.
だからなんか業者の人とかから電話かかってきてあ今お時間大丈夫ですかとかあるじゃんそのやり取りももうめんどくさいっていうか、mm. メールで言ってくれみたいに思っちゃう
Yeah, it's like your life hasWork-ish obligations to it. Like what I'm on, I'm just like on shift all the time.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, mail の方が好き。だからこれからもうちょっとこの音声認識使おうと思った。打つのめんどくさいから。
I've tried it, but it's only been useful when I'm driving.
So, あとなんかまあ会議の途中とか。一緒の部屋で例えば彼氏とか奥さんとかが寝てるときは、まあ、ペラペラ喋るとうるさいからやっぱり手で打った方がいいよねっていうこの研究者の人も言ってた
So these participants in this experiment they were typing it on their iPhones、
うん、
So it's faster than people who are typing on their iPhones right、うん、and not necessarily people who are typing on a computer
rightYeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's...
It's on iPhone.
So if it's 3 times faster than someone typing on an iPhone, how fast is that relative to someone typing on a computer?
I don't know. Do we type faster on our phone?
No way.
Computer の方が早いよね。
Definitely.
Hmm.
Definitely. It's so much slower on my phone that's why I take my...The primary reason why I use my laptop is because、
keyboard?
It's just faster,、right?
Right.
I mean, the screen is a thing too, but
right.
I think it's mostly just being able to type really fast.
まあそうだね。パソコンの iMessage 使ってる時の方が早く返事できるもんね。
Yeah.
Yeah. 次。アメリカの刑務所内で受刑者が物々交換をする際にこれまで一番価値が高かったのはタバコでしたが近年インスタントラーメンに取って代わられつつあることがアリゾナ大学の研究で分かりました研究を率いたマイケル・ギブソン・ライト氏は1年間を通して60人の受刑者にインタビューしタバコよりラーメンの価値の方が高くなっていることを確認したほか国内の刑務所全体で同様の傾向が見られることを発見しました刑務所のコスト削減のせいで受刑者に提供される食事の量と質が悪くなっておりそのため簡単に手に入りカロリーも高いインスタントラーメンの価値が上がったと見られていますコストを削減するために温かい食べ物がたまにしか提供されていなかったり週末には1日2食しか与えられていない受刑者がおり1日に必要なカロリーを摂取できていないことが分かりましたさらにインタビューで刑務所を訪れた際看守がギブソン・ライト氏に食中毒の危険があるので受刑者の食べ物を食べないようにと警告する場面もありました刑務所の売店でインスタントラーメンは59セントで売られていますが受刑者同士の物々交換の際は価値が上がり例えば10ドルのトレーナーがラーメン2つで交換できたり2ドルのタバコがラーメン1つでもらえたりしますまた野菜を手に入れることが非常に困難なため誰かがキッチンから盗んできた玉ねぎやズッキーニを買うためにラーメンを使うこともよくあります
In American prisons, the common item of currency has been tobacco for decades, but in recent years, it appears to have shifted to instant ramen, according to a study by Arizona State University. Study lead Michael Gibson Light interviewed 60 inmates over a year.With them indicating that the trend was across all prisons nationally, it appears that in an effort to reduce costs, the food prisons serve to inmates has become worse and less filling, resulting in a greater demand for cheap and calorie-dense food. Prisons will only offer warm food rarely, and inmates are limited to 2 meals per day on weekends. Some prisoners have stated that they are not able to consume enough calories. In conducting his research, at one point, Gibson Light was told not to eat the prison food, as he could get food poisoning. While instant ramen is sold at the prison shop for 59 cents among the prisoners, people are trading, for example, a $10 sweater for 2 packs of ramen or $2 of tobacco for 1 pack of ramen. Additionally, prisoners have been using ramen packs to buy vegetables like onions or zucchinis stolen from the kitchen.
So, America って受刑者が220万人いるとされていて、調べたら日本は7万人ぐらいなんだよね。で、人口で見ると、まあ、日本が1億2000万人で、アメリカが3億1000万人とか。だから人口比で見ても、ちょっと桁が1個ずれてる。
Yeah.
あまりにも多すぎる。で、さらに市営の刑務所がね、どんどん増えてるから、日本は全部税金だけど、だから別にこう、コスト削減したところで、誰かが儲かるみたいな仕組みにはなってないけれども、アメリカは市営の刑務所が多いから、コスト削減すればするほど CEO なりその上の人たちが得する儲かる仕組みになっちゃってるっていうことが背景にあると思うんだけど、すごいよねラーメン。なんかね、去年出た Prison Ramen っていう本があるんだって。でそれは10年間服役したことがある男の人が出した本で、そのいかに刑務所内でラーメンを楽しく味わうかみたいなの工夫のレシピが載ってて、ドリトスを中に入れたりとか、
こう
照り焼き味を再現するためにいちごジャムと醤油を混ぜてみたりとか、もうなんか何でもいいからちょっとでも工夫して美味しくしたいっていう。だからそれほど刑務所のご飯がまずい、ひどいものっていう。
Well, there's the question of how comfortable should prison be. How aboutNot being in prison, that would be really nice too. You know, so there's kind of a...
まあそれはもちろんそうなんだけど、その人権ってものがあるじゃん、まず。だから全然お腹いっぱいにならない。まずそもそも1日の摂取カロリーを大幅に、差が、何 ?God. Japanese. 切ってる。大幅に切ってるとか、食中毒になっちゃうとか、なんかこのギブソン・ライトさんが刑務所のキッチンに行った時には、なんか人間の食用ではないってラベルされた鶏肉、
right.
しかもすごいひどい見た目の鶏肉があったりとか。
Is this at a level that's considered in violation of basic human rights? And is violation of basic human rights the floor for the how we consider treatment of inmates in prison? You know, who sets the standard there?
まあね。でもさ、受刑者を預かっている以上、刑務所には責任っていうものがあるわけでさ、食中毒とかそのカロリーが足りないとかを放置するっていうのはさすがに。でしかもこれをやってるとどういう危険があるかっていうと、物々交換でインスタントラーメンが闇で取引されるっていうことは、その今はないんだけど、後でちょっと付けにしといてみたいなことが起きた時に、本当にもうラーメン一つで殺されたりとかする人が実際にいるらしいのね。こう払えなくて、怒られるというか攻撃されたりとか。
そうすると、
いや、だこうやってちゃんと食べ物が、まあ動物とかもそうだけど人間だけじゃなくて、きちんと食事が提供されてない。で何かを奪い合ったりする状況になると、必ずそういう暴力とかが起きるわけだから、刑務所内の安全性が全然確保できてない。
Have you seen the video with there's this famous bodybuilder named Cali Muscle? I think he got famous for working out in a park or something.
Okay.
But there's a YouTube video of him in prison, like showing his recipe to getTons of protein and calories, and it's all ramen packs. And he's saying, like, this is the prison diet、
protein?
to get huge. Like, if you're in prison and you want to get huge, this is exactly what you do. And he, like, lays out this whole process of throwing, like, he puts, like, canned tuna and ramen. like all this stuff in like a Tupperware thing.
だからそれぐらいしかカロリーが高いものがあんまりないっていうことだよね。でしかもこの、well, この売店でじゃあ買えばいいじゃんって思うかもしれないけど、売店も売られてるものの数が限られてるんだよね。だからすぐ売り切れちゃったりとか。
How much of this is just the falling demand for tobacco?
あのね、いや、タバコが禁止されてる刑務所でも同じことが起きてるんだって。だからもともとタバコがのやり取り禁止されてるところで、なんだっけな、封筒とかお手紙の紙とかがクレンシーとして使われてたような刑務所でも食べ物の方が価値が上がってる。
Versus things other than tobacco, like what do you mean exactly?
Like in even in prisons where tobaccos were banned.
Yeah. So objects like what, just
like
in
envelopes
general
or anything.
The whole market.
Yeah, they were saying that it's shifting towards food because of this.The deterioration
right.
of the food
right. But
quality.
To make the statement relative to tobacco, I think the decreasing demand of tobacco is probably a factor. Yeah.
I wouldn't know. まあそれもあるかもね。
Because smoking rates have been falling dramatically in the United States recently.
Right.
I don't see people quitting cigarettes and replacing that with ramen.
でもなんかその本当に食べ物が足りないところもあるみたいなんだよね。だから受刑者の中にはあのもらう1日に例えば2回しかもらえないとしたらそれを取っといて一気に食べる、じゃないと満腹感が得られないからみたいな。だそれぐらい食べ物が足りないってなってくると喫煙してる人でもちょっとタバコとか言ってる場合じゃないみたいなケースもありそうだし、あのだから私 Orange is the New Black すごい好きじゃん。であれもあれは女子の刑務所の話なんだけど、まあ、一応実際に起きたこともベースになってて、だからその市営の刑務所の問題点とかも結構出てくるんだけど、まさにその刑務所の売店で売られてるタンポンとか生理用品の数が限られてるから、それがもう通貨として成り立っちゃうんだよね。もうどうしてもタンポンが欲しい、もうだってないから、だってなかったらどうするのって感じじゃん、うん、だからもういろんなものとタンポン交換してもらったりとか、うん、それってやっぱりちょっとその刑務所が責任を放棄してる。
Yeah, the prison system is dark. That
yeah,
whole world.
So,
the way that it's all kind of played out.
そう、私そのタンポンのやつはね結構ショッキング、まあ同じ女性として結構ショックだったから、日本はどうかなって思ったら、まあ日本はもちろん全部税金だから、あの買える人は自分のお金で売店で買うし、お金がなくて買えない人は一応国から支給されることになってる、だから。
But the bigger picture of it as well is just shocking. If you really think about how many people are in prisons.
そう、220万人だよ。
How much of an industry it is and how it has really influenced our policies and the way that law enforcement operates. It's really a big part of the problem.
そう、で、まあ、囚人の数が減っちゃうと収入も減るから、どんどんどんどん入れたいわけだよね、お金を儲けるためには。でもいっぱい入れることによって一部屋にもうめちゃくちゃいっぱい詰め込まれてて、そうするとやっぱり安全性も確保できないから、自分の安全を守るためにギャングみたいにこうグループができていて、それが派閥同士で戦うことになったりして、本当に刑務所の中が危なくなっちゃう。だからこれアメリカどうすんだろうね。
Well, the argument,
are they taking any measures?
Finally, within the last year or so, it has been more openly acknowledged that the private prison system is a big problem. And
right.
I think they are moving towards changing that. Along with, I mean, a lot of it has to do with drug policy and the drug war. Because so many of the people that are in prison are in there for non-violent drug offenses. And that resulted in the police arresting people for these drug violations on a very regular basis. And that's basically how they were meeting their quotas.
Right.
And that is what produced so much resistance to actually changing drug policy.
オバマ大統領は結構そういう人たちをリリースするのを頑張ってたよね。
I don't know.
I thought he released like certain number of people.
Well, his administration did a lot of things that were good and bad in this area.
Just as any.
So it's kind of hard to make a generalization about it. I mean, there were tons of raids on medicinal dispensaries during his presidency, and obviously the police violence issues and...
Right.
I don't know. It hasn't been neat. Right.
次。アメリカやオーストラリアの学校で10代の妊娠を防ぐための性教育の一環として中高生の女子生徒にロボットの赤ちゃんを預け週末の間世話をさせる取り組みを行っています。ロボットの赤ちゃんは夜中に泣いたり叫んだりミルクをもらえずに放置されると死んでしまったりするので子育ての大変さを生徒に分からせ安易に妊娠させないようにするのが目的です。しかし先週ランセットに掲載された研究でこれが逆効果であることが分かりました。オーストラリアの57の学校で13歳から15歳の女子生徒を対象に3年の期間中ロボット赤ちゃんの世話をした1267人としなかった1567人をモニターしました。すると世話をしなかった方のグループが10代で妊娠する割合が 4% だったのに対し世話した方は 8% でした。さらに中絶した割合も 6% と 9% で赤ちゃんロボットを世話したグループの方が高くなっていました。研究チームは明確な理由は不明とした上で多くの生徒が赤ちゃんロボットの世話を楽しんでいたこと週末だけのロボットの世話と実際の赤ちゃんを長期間世話することには大きな差があることなどから赤ちゃんの世話は簡単で楽しいだけという誤ったメッセージを送っている可能性があるとしさらに女子生徒にしか赤ちゃんロボットが預けられていないことを指摘しました。
In the United States and Australia, an effort to reduce teenage pregnancies has been underway in which students take home and care for a robot baby over the weekend. The robot baby cries at night and dies if not fed milk in time, as to increase the awareness among students of the burdens of having a child and encourage them to be careful regarding pregnancy. However, according to a study published in Lancet last week, this has had the opposite effect on teenage pregnancies. The researchers monitored girls between the ages 13 and 15 for a period of 3 years. 1,267 girls who spent time with the robot baby and 1,567 girls who did not. For that period, girls who did not spend time with the robot baby had a pregnancy rate of 4%, while those that did had a pregnancy rate of 8%. Furthermore, the abortion rates were 6% and 9% respectively, the abortion rate being higher in the group that had interacted with the robot baby.While the researchers state that the exact reason for this is unknown, they suggest that the difference between caring for a baby for one weekend and the long-term commitment required of a real baby is significant. It is also possible that the experience of caring for the robot baby is misleadingly positive. Regardless, the researchers recommend against having young girls care for robot babies. Robot babies.
Robot babies.なんか元 NASA のエンジニアが作ったロボット赤ちゃんでアメリカの学校の 67% で採用されている、
うん、
で、まあ、性教育っていう目的だけじゃなくて例えばあのウボ何ナニーズのトレーニングとかだも入れると89カ国で使われてるっていうことなんだけどなんか去年かなんか出てたやつであの学校でコンドームを配る性教育の一環としてコンドームを配ったら逆に妊娠率が上がっちゃったみたいなこともあって、
うん、
だからちゃんとした情報を与えずに変にそういう一部だけを与えると逆に妊娠の可能性が上がっちゃうっていう、
I really don't think that's what it is. I think it's just a、it's just an awareness thing. It's like the Streisand effectIt's like、people committing suicide after suicide is on the news or something. It just draws people's consciousness, their awareness, to a particular activity or a particular...
Well, I mean, schools need to talk about these things anyway. So
I agree.
Without the proper information, just giving out condoms obviously would not help.
Yeah.
That's what they said.
Yeah. But that increased involvement is what's doing it. It's that...
Right, it's just here you go, like, use this. So, of course, they'll try to use what they just got, right?
Yeah.
So, なんか前にこのロボット赤ちゃんを預かってる女子高生のインタビューみたいなのを聞いたことあるんだけど、なんかこう、確かにすごい大変なんだよね。授業中とか部活の間もその赤ちゃんを持ってなきゃいけないのね。
うん。
なんかそれは週末じゃなかったのかな、だから。
What does it do exactly, this?
本当の赤ちゃんみたいにすごい変なタイミングで泣いたりとかで、こう頑張って抱っこしても全然泣き止まないとかで、お腹空いたらミルクあげなきゃいけないしみたいな、だからいかにこう寝不足になるで、夜中とかもとか朝すごい変な時間にも泣くからで、起きて世話しないといけないのね、だからいかに寝不足になるかとか、まあ、そういうのを疑似体験できますみたいなやつなんだけど。
What do you think of the experience of having to give that baby up after the weekend?
I don't know. It's like a creepy looking thing, so I think I'll be fine.
Well, you'll be fine, but you might... Now you have something to miss.
ああ、そういうこと?
You know?
Hmm.
Maybe not that baby specifically,But maybe you enjoyed the experience or enjoyed the responsibility.
それは本当にあると思う。なんか実際の経験っていうよりもお母さんごっこみたいな感覚じゃないで、別におむつ変えたりするわけじゃないから、こう実際に汚いとかそういうのも何もないし、本当に落としちゃったら死んじゃうとかさ、そういう怖いみたいなのも全くないわけだから、
yeah.
確かにこう楽しい部分だけがハイライトされちゃう可能性はあるよね。
Real babies are a million times scarier. Easily a million.
しかも10代の妊娠の原因って、その赤ちゃんの大変さが分かってないからとかではないじゃん。そもそも例えばその13歳から15歳とか若かったら、例えば彼氏にコンドーム使いたくないって言われた時に嫌だって言えなかったりとか、そういう心理的な問題だったり、そもそも避妊のことちゃんとよく分かってない、よく知らないとか、そっちの問題であって、確かにそのね、週末ロボットと一緒に過ごすことで、じゃあじゃあ何が得られるかっていうのはよくわかんないよね。
The thing about a real baby is that it's real.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I mean, this thing is so small and so weak, and you know, you don't know what's going to happen. Is it sick? Like whatI'm saying it, but you know, it's
yeah.
like.
この間の週末に友達が赤ちゃん連れて遊びに来たんだけど、今9ヶ月とか、10キロぐらいあるんだよね、もう。だからお母さんはさ、徐々に大きくなっていくから、自分の腕の筋肉もだんだん強くなっていって、もう平気でその10キロの赤ちゃんをずっと抱っこしてるんだけど、私なんてさ、こんな。ひ弱っていうかさ、弱っちいから、本当にちょっとその赤ちゃん抱っこしただけでもう結構腕が疲れちゃうのね、だからお母さんそれだけでもすごいと思った。もう起きたいもん、もう腕が疲れちゃったから。
いや、
やっぱりあとずっと見てないといけないしね、こう目が離せない。
It's interesting how people adapt if you have to carry something all the time like that.
Yeah.
And then pretty soon you get like those women in Africa who have like so much stuff on their head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're like carrying stuff in their hands.
そう、だから赤ちゃん抱っこするのとか、あ、慣れるよ、全然大丈夫とか言ってみんな言うけど、もうそれが信じられない。あんな重いの。で、赤ちゃんを抱っこした上にすごい荷物持ってるじゃん、お母さんたちって。だから。
Right, because you have to carry the baby stuff too.
Baby stuff is so heavy.Like, まず魔法瓶みたいな、ミルクのお湯を持ち歩かないといけないから、それがまず重いじゃん。プラス哺乳瓶も結構重いし、それになんかミルクの粉とか、ちょっと離乳食とか、離乳食も瓶に入ってるからそれも重いし、食べさせるためのスプーンとかそういうのもなんかタッパーとかに入れて持ってるし、
You probably need like Band-Aids and antibiotic cream.
そういうのもあるし、あとおむつも結構重いしね。で、変えた後のおむつも結構重くなるじゃん。で、それもさ、捨てるとこがないと持ち帰らないといけないから、それもカバンに入れなきゃいけないし、もう本当に重いよ。すごい。あの、尊敬する、本当に。
So what do you end up with if you add a baby and all the gear together? Total, you're probably carrying what?
I don't know.
If it's a 10 kilo baby, then 15 kilos. You have 5 kilos of stuff, you think? Including your own stuff.
Yeah. それプラスベビーカーとかも階段とか電車乗るときとかよって持ち上げなくちゃいけないじゃん。しかも日本なんてさ、あんまり男の人手伝ってくれる人もたまにはね、優しい人がいるらしいけど、あんまり手伝ってくれないってみんな言うから、それを全部一気に抱えてさ、でしかも、じゃあスーパー行って夜ご飯の買い物もして帰ろうとかなったらもうさ、何キロが全部自分の肩とかに乗ってんのっていう、すごいよね。
I see bicycles, chari, loaded up with so much stuff sometimes.
Right, right.
Front basket, rear basket,
yeah.
Rear like rack thing.
あれもすごいよね。
Yeah.
あれは私絶対に怖くてできないわ。自分だけでも危ういから自転車。ちょっと怖い。
And then when you have two kids,
yeah, oh my god, やばいよね。本当すごい。本当に頑張れお母さん。
So what do you think about the robot baby? No good?
まあ私は分かんないけど、別に何だろう。例えば自分が中高生の子供がいたとして、これを持って帰ってきたら、まあそれはね。体験としていいんじゃないと思うかもしれないけど、別にそれが
何になる。What would you tell your kid if they came home with the robot baby?
I'd be like,
oh, it's way worse than this.
Yeah,
it's way worse.
I probably wouldn't use the word worse, but こんなもんではないよみたいなことは言うよね。きっとお母さんたちはさ、それで分かったような気にはなっちゃダメじゃんだって。
And then you'd have to tell your kid some embarrassing story about how they made life difficult.
For me?
Yeah. Those are always weird stories. You know, if your parents tell you, like, you did something when you were really small and you don't quite remember.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, I did that?
Apparently I was a super difficult baby. So, like, I'd be crying all the time and my mom had to carry me the whole time. Like, she can't even, like, put me...For a second.
You had to be carried all the time?
Yeah.
Until how old? Like,
I don't know. It's only, no, when I was a baby. 4.
I don't know. When do babies usually start walking? A year? Sooner?
Yeah, もうちょっと早いんじゃない？あの、9ヶ月とかで捕まり立ちとかでしょ？で、10ヶ月、11ヶ月とかで一歩、二歩とかよくわかんないけど。
It's so reliable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. まあ他の動物と比べるとね。
Well, it's just so reliable that the kid figures it out. The kid doesn't know anything.
Reliable, yeah.
Yeah, they don't know. They don't know anything, but they figure out how to walk. They like kids do.
あの近い年の兄弟がいる方が歩いたりするのは早いっていうよね。見てるから。Yeah.
Monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah.でもうちの猫にね、だから合わせたのね、その赤ちゃんを。で、うちの猫の方がビビリなんだよね。だから赤ちゃんは結構平気で、猫がすごいこう匂い嗅ぎに顔を近づけたりとかしても全然余裕しゃくしゃくなんだけど、なんだと思ってんのかよくわかんないけどね、なんか動く毛玉と思ってんのかな。でも猫の方がビビってた。全然近づかない。
Kids are more unpredictable.
Yeah.
They just flail their arms out of nowhere.
とか結構急に大きい声出したりとかね。
Can you imagine an adult with the body language of like an infant where they just flail their arms and like grab a bottle and just slam it into the ground?
危ないよね。
This person is so rambunctious.
そう、あとこう机に乗ってるものを全部落としたいフェーズらしくて今。だからこう携帯とか見てないと何度でも落とされちゃうみたいな。そう、面白かった、赤ちゃん大変だよ、お母さんは。
次。China's government has issued new guidelines that prohibit television shows which promote Western lifestyles. Specifically, content should refrain from passing, from expressing overt admiration for Western lifestyles, defiling classic material, or joking about China's traditions. According to Xinhua News Agency, the new guidelines also state that they should also avoid putting stars, billionaires, or internet celebrities on pedestals or sensationalizing private affairs, relationships, or family disputes. Also on China's prohibited list are cleavage, the children of celebrities, drinking and smoking, homosexuality, and time travel.
中国政府は欧米のライフスタイルを奨励するテレビ番組を禁止する新しい指針を発表しました。欧米のライフスタイルを羨むような表現やクラシック作品の冒涜及び中国の伝統をネタにすることなどは避けるよう指導されています。新華社の報道によると、スターや億万長者、インターネットセレブなどの人気者をテレビ番組で起用するべきではなく、家庭内やカップル同士の揉め事などをセンセーショナルに扱うことも避けるべきと明示されており、さらに胸の谷間、セレブの子供、飲酒や喫煙、同性愛、タイムトラベルなど禁止事項が多数挙げられています。スターもダメなの？有名な人がダメってこと？
Not necessarily that, but putting celebrities on pedestals, I guess. They want to also preserve normal childhood.
Right.
So they think that too many young children are aspiring to, you know, kind of worshipping icons
right.
and stuff.
まあ国がそれを規制するべきか否かで言うと、私は規制するべきではないと思うけど、ただそのバックグラウンドは理解できる。
I agree with the sentiment.
ね。yeah. なんかこう有名人ばっかりテレビに出るとか、その、ね、10代の時からアイドルになってすごい痩せてなきゃいけないとか。Yeah.
You meet, I meet people who do, you know, this sort of, I don't, not necessarily idol worship, but they, you know, they worship television personalities and they kind of spend a lot of energy paying attention to the affairs of Hollywood celebrities and whatnot. And I really think that it disempowers you. You're kind of giving it away to these characters.
すごい不思議な状況だよね。なんか友達とかでもすごい芸能人好きな人とか詳しい人とかと喋ってると、知り合いかのように、なんかもう全部知ってるみたいに喋るじゃん。誰々がなんとかって言ってこうしてとか、あんなことしてムカつくとか。でもさ、知り合いじゃないからさ、わかんないじゃん。そこにそんなすごいイライラしたりとかってなんかもったいないなと思うけど。たださ、タイムトラベルってなんで？タイムトラベルダメなんだ。
Well, in their new guidelines, they say that science fiction dramas casually make up myths, have monstrous and weird plots, use absurd tactics, and even promote feudalism, superstition, fatalism, and reincarnation. Producers and writers are treating serious history in a frivolous way, which should by no means be encouraged anymore.
じゃあまさに今度さ、マットデーモンがさ、中国を舞台にしたやつ作って怒られてるじゃん。あれとかもう全然ダメじゃんね。
Yeah, well, that might even be related
to this. そうだね。そっか。セレブの子供っていうのもすごいなんかスペシフィックだね。二世タレントっていうやつだよね、日本だと。
Well, the cleavage thing is interesting, isn't it?
ね、胸の谷間。
There was a TV show in China called The Saga of Wu Zixian.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but these traditional Chinese outfits that these girls are wearing, it's almost like a push-up bra or something. And so there's tons of cleavage in all these scenes.
Okay.
And so they actually pulled that show off the air because of the cleavage, and then it went back up several days later, or like a week later, and they had cropped all those shots to just the person's face.
Okay.
So there was no more cleavage in the shots of that show. And,
まあでもポーンがもともとダメだからそれとつながりでっていうこと？なんかその性的に
刺激がある。Well, cleavage is pretty standard. I mean,
for us, yeah, but I mean, for the Chinese government.
Yeah, I don't know if it's. I mean, if cleavage is not allowed, obviously porn is not going to be allowed. But. Yeah, a lot of people were really upset that they took that show off the air, or that they cropped the cleavage out of the show.
そっか。まあ飲酒喫煙。え、これって別にガイドライン、これ守らないと普通にどうなるの？ただシャットオフされるってこと？別に罰とかがあるわけではないの？
Well, In the example I mentioned, they just edited it. So you have to conform to the rules or you're going to get pulled off, basically, I think. I mean, the real interesting thing that they've added here is just not promoting Western lifestyles.
Right.
I mean, that's a very ambiguous rule.
Yeah.
Right? And so what if there's people wearing suits? Is that promoting Western lifestyle? You know, like, where do you... How do you define that exactly? Seems really subjective.
だから今中国でどういうそのウェスターンの番組が人気あるのかにもよるよね。なんかどういうものが人気が出ちゃったからこれが出たのかっていうさ。だから本当にカーダシアンズの番組とかジェリー・スプリンガーショーみたいなものがすごい人気が出ちゃって、うわこんなもうこんなのやめてみたいなことなのか。このセンセーショナライズングプライベートアフェアスとかまさにそうじゃん。
Yeah. Sensationalizing private affairs is just that statement mocks Western society.
Yeah.
Because it's such a huge industry.
Yeah. Reality show とかね.
Yeah. Just all the tabloids, the internet news, the TMZ, like all the Chris Brown stuff.
Yeah. だそういうものがすごくいいとされてるっていうかさ、こうすごい脚光を浴びてる中で、いや、よくはないだろうみたいなことを言う国があるのはいいことだと思うけど、禁止、なんかね、こう政府が介入するってなるとまたちょっと違う話な気もするけど。
Well, I think the government should have absolutely nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
This topic. Regardless of, you know, whether I agree with them or not.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
どうなるんだろうね。え、じゃああれもダメなのかな？ Back to the Future とかもダメなのかな？
I believe so. I mean, that's a purely time travel based movie.
そうだよね。面白いね。でもネットで見れるけどね、多分。
結局は。I'm sure. 次。Researchers at Princeton University have found that the human brain rapidly and subconsciously calculates the probability of events around us while remaining adaptable enough to factor in new information. The ability has been attributed to activity in the orbitofrontal cortex. To study this phenomenon, the researchers had participants enter a virtual safari split into four zones, each zone containing a different frequency of virtual animal sightings.After spending time in each and getting a sense of the frequency of each animal, participants were asked in which of two zones out of the total four zones a particular combination of animals was most likely to be seen. Consistently, they were able to accurately identify the correct zone, indicating that their subconscious was able to track the relative likelihood of all four zones. Kenneth Norman, co-author of the study, stated the following,There's an adaptive advantage to having a brain that can say that the world works differently in different situations, but then you need to be able to figure out which area is relevant right now. That's what the orbitofrontal cortex seems to do.
プリンストン大学のチームが人間の脳は物事が起きる確率を無意識下で素早く計算していること、 さらに計算している最中にもさらに新しい情報を取り入れる順応性を保っていることを発見しました。実験では4つの区域に分かれたバーチャルサファリを用意し、各区域では様々な動物が現れる頻度がそれぞれ異なるよう設定します。被験者にその中に入ってもらい、各区域においてそれぞれの動物が現れる頻度に差があることを分かってもらったところで、4つの区域の中である特定の動物が現れる頻度が高い2つの区域を答えてもらいます。すると被験者は正確に回答でき、無意識に4つすべての区域での相対的可能性をトラッキングできていることが判明しました。研究に携わったケネス・ノーマン氏は以下のように述べています。区域によって環境が変化するというのを脳が理解できるということは順応するための強みですが、同時に今はどの区域について考える必要があるのかを選択しなくてはいけません。それを脳の眼窩性島皮質という部分が司っているようなのです。このどの区域でライオンが一番出る頻度が高いですかみたいなことだよね。
うん。Or lion and this animal.
で、あそことあそこみたいなこと。
Yeah. So basically, your brain has to be able to track all four regions at the same time in order to be able to correctly identify the region that would most likely have the most sightings of those animals.
その区域を同時に見せられるってことだよね。だから一個一個じゃないってこと。
I don't know if they were necessarily shown them at the same time. The importance is being able to track them in their head simultaneously after all the information has been taken in.
Okay.
Yeah.
そういうことか。
Yeah. I think there should be a lot more research on the subconscious and trying to figure out exactly how it works, because it seems to be involved. It seems to be most of what we're doing, if that makes sense.
Right. そうだよね。だって結構本当オートパイロットみたいになってる時ない？
Mm-hmm.
Like.まあ、ここ来るときとか
<Yeah.
S 1> なんかにすごい何かの考えにすごい没頭しながら歩いてきちゃったときとかって
<Yeah.
S 1> どうやってここまで来たんだっけみたいな。
I think certain like games use the subconscious a lot、mm. and so、I mean we've talked about the Go players before and the complexity of the game that they're playingis so far beyond your conscious, explicit calculating ability.、
Mm.
You can't sit there and do the math、
right.
with your conscious mind.
Right.
Your subconscious is playing that game.
Yeah.
Right?、
Mm.
And I think it's always a combination of the two with whatever you're doing. But the ability that people like that have is in their subconscious, you know?
Right.
So there's a way to develop your subconscious mind consciously, if that makes sense.
Right. それ学校で教えてほしいよね。教えてほしくない?
Well, the science on the subconscious is not very firm at this point.
Right.
And people still reference, you know, the work of...Freud or Carl Jung and
right, but like, you know, the story that we did recently about like meditation とかしてる人は subconscious mind への道が短いみたいなさ、
mm.
それそういうのなんかもうすでに分かってること、
right. Well, that's based on this assumption that the decision is actually made by the subconscious mind、
mm.
and it's when do you become aware of the decision?
Right.
And if you can push that far enough back in the process, then I guess in a sense you're accessing
yeah.
what would otherwise be subconscious.
まあ単純にさ、プレイステーションとかやってる時もそうじゃない?次は四角ボタン押すぞとかさ、
mm-hmm.
三角ボタンとかって考えなくても勝手に手が動くみたいな、
yeah.
でその決断も別に意識的に行ってるのが全てではない。
Yeah, I mean if you think about it enough, it's alarming how thin your consciousness actually is in the actual moment, in the living present felt experience in the moment.Your conscious mind is surprisingly thin.
Mm.
And you're not that aware of your conscious mind either.
Right.
A lot of it is impulsive, reactive, intuitive, kind of this fuzzy, you know, low control steering.
I'm still curious about the intelligence of subconscious brain that we were talking about
the
other day.
Yeah, I was convinced that that's how things worked, and I was writing something about it, and then this article or this study came out, and it was like, oh, this
basically,
sort of explains it.
I'm holding on to that idea, like, oh, okay, my subconscious brain is gonna make everything okay. Like,
right, well, that's how, you know, the idea of trusting yourself and having confidence...What are you trusting? What are you having confidence in?
Right.
You're having trust and confidence in your subconscious self.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think, especially with my experience of getting depression, なんか my understanding of not being in control of myself. Like, there's no way that I have control over myself. なんかそれがすごいわか、なんか体感した
Yeah. Well, I see people that have, you know, full body tattoos or really extreme piercings and some other stuff that kind of makes me feel uneasy. You know, like the donut forehead guys or, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it makes you realize, like...Your biggest threat isn't exactly external. It could be yourself. You can fall apart from the inside out. That's like way more likely, I feel like, than getting, you know, mangled in a helicopter accident or something. Right?
そうね。まあ、今の日本のこのうつ病の割合とかを見てもね。
And so you start paying more attention to the integrity of your mental health.And when you do that, then you can have less anxiety about you know, going bananas somehow.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, people that go bananas have a low state of self-awareness when it occurs, almost always.
Yeah, and I think the society right now, especially in Japan, it's not helping these people, you know, because of the stigma. Like, oh my God, that person is crazy, or...You know, my God, like, she's lazy when it's actually depression. Mm. Or I was watching TV yesterday and they were showing this man with Tourette syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
He's Japanese. And they were kind of showing his history, like how it was really hard for him because he didn't know that it was a syndrome. He thought that was just his kuse. So, of course, he blames himself. Like, he would make strange noise, like...out of nowhere on the street or in the office and you know other people would be like what the fuck and then he'd be like why do I do this like why can't I stop it and it's like if only he knew that it wasn't his fault it's just in his brain it would have been so much easier for him
and that's But, just a self-awareness
yeah thing. And he like I don't know how old he was but結構大人になってから he googled it and then he learned that it was actually Tourette's and it wasn't something that he could control.
But
I was
you
like,
know,
oh my God, like that must have been so tough thinking that it's your fault. Like I was shocked. I mean, just like whether you know it or not makes a huge difference.Even if the syndrome is going to stay, you know. And now he's on medication, it's so much better.
You know, people like that have to deal with this kind of social dynamic where if someone is hanging out with them, the people around them may look at them funny or make strange judgments. But you know that the sound state of mind is one where that person with Tourette's can sit down with his friend in a public place and not give a shit how other people are thinking.
Yeah.
You know?
そうなの。だからそのアウェアネスだよね、本当に分かってるか分かってないか。で、周りの人のアウェアネスもそうじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
なんかそれをタブー視して、あ、なんか見ちゃダメよ、みたいなさ、よくあるけど、変な人がいる、みたいな。なのか、あ、そういう脳の病気なりなんなり、症候群なりっていうのはあって、それを持ってる人もいるよね、みたいな。Yeah. まあそんなのは当たり前。もう今の時代みんな知ってる。っていうのとさ、全然やっぱり違うよね。だから。
It's like someone that has, I guess, a flaw that is just so visible. But we all have all kinds of flaws.
So.
And they're not, most of them aren't visible. We're all ashamed. We all walk around with clothes on. And,
yeah.
You know, it's all this huge facade. But, you know, this guy that has Tourette's, you know, you may think he's embarrassing in that situation, but there's a lot of other situations where, you know, you might be the embarrassed one.
そう、すごい辛かったのはなんか彼の経験で自分が病気って分かってないから、すごいこれ病気なんですって説明することもできないわけじゃん、自分のせいと思ってるからさ。だからそれで仕事をクビになっちゃったりとか、なんかいろいろしてて、It's like, come on, dude, like just tell them that it's not you. I don't know, it was so frustrating. Like, ah.でも最近英語で読んだのか日本の記事だったか忘れてたけど、そのうつ病もやっぱりあのダイアグノスされてない人がすごいいっぱいいる。だからみんなこう自分のせいと思っちゃってそのまま過ごしてる。だからなんで自分はこんなになっちゃってんだろうみたいなさ。でも、あ、それは脳のなんかケミカルバランスのせいなんだとか分かった瞬間にそれだけでも楽になることって結構あるじゃん。 PMS とかもそうだけど、それもうちょっとね、だからこの社会的なスティグマみたいな、
I think people worry about time too much. You get sick and then you worry about time. It's like your illness doesn't give a fuck about the calendar at all. Like it has nothing to do with your health. If you're sick, then you know you need to just prioritize yourself and your health.
そう、それがなかなか難しいんだよね。
But people,
オフィスで働いてたりするとさ、なんかいつ復帰できるかみたいなことがやっぱり一番気になっちゃう。まあ私もそうだったから。でも本当に大事なのは全然そんなところじゃないんだけど、最初はやっぱりそう思っちゃうよね。
Yeah. Our schedules have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it really broke my heart yesterday. I was like, oh.
What do you think about the collective subconscious idea?
Collective subconscious?
Yeah. Or the idea that the way the subconscious works isn't, you know, somehow connected to other people, or there's only one consciousness.
I don't really know about one consciousness, but collective subconsciousness は結構好き。結構好き。なんか、まあすごいスピリチュアルな意味だとしても、結構好きです。そうじゃなくて普通にこうなんていうの、ソーシャルアスペクト的な、なんていうの、みんな同じような環境に過ごしてるわけだから、
mm-hmm.
何社会的なトレンドとか社会情勢とか、mm-hmm. それでみんなが同じふうに考えるみたいな。
Right. From like a practical standpoint, the way that it actually works might be closer to a collective subconscious model.
Yeah. そうそう、だどっちだとしてもまあそのプラクティカルな方は絶対にあると思うけど、スピリチュアルな方でもあってほしいし、なんとなくそれを感じる時もある。なんかいろんな人と喋ってて、あ、なんか同じこと考えてる、
yeah,
みたいな。
It happens to me way too frequently. It's like completely it's completely beyond my explanation.
だからでもただその自分に似てる人たちが周りにいる っていうこともあると思うんだよね。だからそのトランプサポーターズみたいな人と喋ってて、それが感じるかって言ったらそんなこともないと思うから。
Yeah, well, you have to find ones that are extremely peculiar, as far as the subject matter and the timing.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are memes that float through the minds of millions of people.
この間のジョン・オリバーのやつ見た？
No.
He was talking about Trump again, and you know, I think a lot of people have been saying like, oh, I wish he's just trolling all of us.
Yeah.
Like, you know, to show how fucked up America is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people even made a video about it. I don't know if you've seen it, but...
I'm sure. I mean...
Like, these campaigners are just... It's basically a prank. And, you know, Trump is just going along with it. And
yeah.
He actually doesn't want to become the president.
And he's wearing a mask.
So John Oliver was actually talking to Trump via... his show, saying like, you know, there's one way that you can win this, like you can become a legend if you just say that this was all a plot, and you know, you just exposed all the problems that America has, you can become a legend. And I'm like, yeah, like please, このベンワーガンに乗ってくれ. Then he's gonna become like the coolest person. he still can. He can like twist the whole thing, you know? It's like, yeah, the biggest spin ever.
Yeah.
Probably it's not gonna happen, but
yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Just the thought of the possibility, like even if there's like a 0.1 possibility of that happening, it's quite exciting. Like, oh,
yeah,
if
well,
that happens,
a lot of possibilities.
It's gonna be epic.
I
like,
hope the next
it's
the
gonna
next
be
time,
the best thing ever.
The next time he's giving a speech, there's a glitch, and the robot sort of like breaks, and it's like, and he like stops moving in the middle of like a huge speech. And you're like, what? What's going on? And then this flap in the top of his head opens up, and this tiny chair like comes out, rises out the top of his head with a small a small squirrel seated there.
I don't think it'll be that cute. The squirrel's too cute.
Yeah, maybe it's not. It's something close to a squirrel.
It'll be legendary.
Have you heard of this trend of auto-suggestion? It's something that a lot of spiritual people are sort of getting into, and athletes are getting into. And
auto-suggestion? 何それ?
Auto-suggestion. Well, auto is just self.
Right.
So you're just suggesting something to yourself, I guess. But it works like self-hypnosis.
Hmm.
Where you're convincing yourself of an idea, and the way it works supposedly is to not use any willpower and just kind of delude yourself into believing something in order to cause a false sense of optimism. Well, if you're going to have a fight, you just convince yourself that you're going to... Well, there was a real example of this, I guess. There was a fighter named Conor McGregor, and he knocked out a guy named Aldo in 13 seconds.
Right.
And Aldo hadn't lost in 10 years, and I think had never been knocked out. But McGregor, after the fight, you know, started saying all this stuff about the secret and belief. And it's kind of... You have to weasel your mind into a paradox where you believe something that just because you believe it. And by believing it, that false belief actually has utility in the real world that allows you to approximate a result that's
right.
close to what you were that you believed was going to happen. So it's just like hypnosis, but you're doing it to yourself. You haven't heard about... I mean, I guess it's almost a form of...
自己暗示ってことだよね、まあ、要は。
It's like meditation with an intention of believing something.
Right.
Yeah.
自己暗示 is like you tell yourself something, and then you just believe it.
Yeah.
Like completely.
But that's not like a formal practice or technique, right?
Actually, I heard that all the time at work. With PR, you kind of... なんか小泉純一郎さんとかすごいいい例としていつも挙げられてたけど、その実際どうかは関係なくて、もう自分で自己暗示にかけて信じることによって自分の言葉を周りのみんなも信じてくれるっていう、で自分に
う、
なんだろう、ダウトがないから周りの人も、あ、そういうもんなんだって思っちゃう、でついてきてくれるっていう。
Yeah, it's grasping at this notion that if you have confidence in yourself and you believe in what you're saying, that has a huge part to play in the social dynamics of the way that a meme or an idea can spread among people around you.
だから、まあ、小泉さんの場合は、優勢民営化絶対できます、やりますみたいな、もうあまりにも自信満々だから、みんなも、ああ、そうなんだみたいな。できるんでしょうね、じゃあ、みたいな感じ。
I saw a really interesting experiment that has to do with this. And it was basically there was a doctor's waiting room and there's a bunch of people in there who are all part of the experiment. And then this one girl comes in who actually has a real appointment. And there's this beeping, this beep that goes off every 30 seconds or so in the waiting room.And every time it beeps, all those people in the room stand up and then sit back down.
Okay.
On the third beep, that real person, the person that doesn't know that this is an experiment, stands up when it beeps and sits back down, along with everyone else. And eventually, all those participants, or the people in on the experiment, see the doctor and leave, right?And so what happened next is they wanted to see whether or not that behavior could be transferred through the person that wasn't initially informed. So they had more patients come in that were real patients that didn't know that it was an experiment. And they went and sat in that room and the thing beeped. She stood up. And then the new person...asks, like, why are you standing up?
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, that's just what I, that's what everyone else was doing. He's like, oh, okay. And so then they both start doing it. And more people come in, and it keeps going, and everyone does it. It's unbelievable.
この間ちょうどね、エレベーターの実験でそういうの見た。エレベーターに乗った時に自分以外のみんなが、そのエレベーターのドアと逆方向だ、壁側を向いてんのね。そうするとその被験者の人も乗った時に最初なんか、え、なんでみんなあっち向いてんのっていう感じで戸惑いながらも、結局はみんなとみんなに合わせて後ろ向いちゃうの。みんなが、
yeah.
なんでだろうねみたいな。
Yeah. It happens on the train too. I've seen people pile up on the wrong side of the train.
Right.
And then it's like, ohIt's like, how are all eight of us wrong?
Yeah.
You know? But just one person did it.
So.
And then you can get, you know, a lot of people lining up without really paying attention.
So, みんなが自信満々だと、あ、そういうもんなんだと思ってやっちゃうんだよね。面白いよね。あと、この間なんかさ、なんかの実験で、なんだっけ、なんかすごい簡単なタスクをやってもらう集中力のチェックで、時に、普通の格好をしてやらせるのと、あのドクターみたいなライブコートを着せてやるのだと、ライブコート着てる方が集中力が上がるのね、みんな。それぐらいこう着てるものでも人間っていうのは単純に集中力なりコグニティブファンクションが上がったり下がったりしちゃうっていう。
So what is the lab coat actually affecting?
This person's 集中力。
But how?
Focus.
That's the end result, but how, right?
なんかもっとすごい、なんかね、しかも I forgot the text, but it was something with colors. And then they told them, when they hand them the lab coat, they said, this is a painter's coat, or something. Like, They made it sound special to the task、
うん、
でそれで多分みんなあなんかこれ来たからみたいな感じで
yeah
気分が上がるのかなんか分かんないけど
it does make
認知機能が上がっちゃう
there's a weird thing about、putting on hats you know people say they have different hats for different、
right.
jobs or,
right, right,
or different、
right.
skills that they have
yeah
and there's something about the transformation you know like Superman goes into the boothand puts on he can't just save people he has to like
change
like people are dying but he still has to take the time、
yeah.
to go change his、
yeah.
stupid outfit but like what that is like I remember I used to fix cars and work on my own car a lot and there was a difference between doing something properly going through all the steps you know putting the gunte onAnd putting the goggles on if I'm、mm. like using the grinding wheel or something.
Yeah.
And the half, there's something about not doing that and it just causing you to be tekito、mm. in the process.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you skipped one step already.、
Mm.
And so there's something about, you know, the.
So, fashion とかもそうだよね、多分。だからなんか自分であんま好きじゃない服とかさ、なんかちょっとダサいみたいな。ものを例えば無理やり着させられてじゃあ表参道歩きなさいみたいな時と、うん、すごい今日イケてるみたいな格好して歩く時と絶対に心理的にも違うじゃん
and you think it's not just in your head it actually has an effect
そうなの
on what's going on
そう脳に影響を与えちゃってるの
but it's because it has an effect on your head that it has an effect on what's going on it's not actually the clothesIt's
right, right,
how the clothes made you feel
そうそうそうそう
that was the most important.
そうなの。面白いよね。だからハロウィンとかもね、こうなんか全然違う人になったみたいなさ。
Right. And then if you go to the party and there's this girl wearing the exact same thing, it's killing your mojo.
Yeah, that has never happened to me. I'm proud of that.
That's because you've been consciously avoiding it. Yeah.
Yeah, I try my best, yeah.
Yeah.No,
because yeah, you're right. It would suck, you know, if I go clubbing and then to a Halloween party and if I see another girl,
wearing like, the
tall
exact
and
same.
Super hot or whatever, like wearing exactly yeah. the same thing, I would want to go home.
Alice in Wonderland. There's like six of you. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, or nurses. Like there are like hundreds of nurses.
Oh, I don't mind that. So you.According to a group of expert geologists, mankind's impact on the planet is now so profound that a current period should be considered a new geological epoch known as the Anthropocene. These geologists have formed the Working Group on Anthropocene, and they presented the recommendation to the International Geological Congress in Cape Town on Monday. According to the group, the epoch should start around 1950,marked by the dispersal of radioactive particles by nuclear tests, but also by the emergence of plastic pollution, concrete, and factory farming. This has continued into present day with carbon emissions, sea level rise, mass extinction of species, and transformation of land by deforestation. Without making a new epoch, this would continue to be the Holocene, which extends from 12,000 years ago, the end of the last ice age, to the present.Professor Jan Zalasiewicz, chair of the group,、he stated the following about the recommendation. The significance of the Anthropocene is that it sets a different trajectory for the Earth system, of which we, of course, are a part.
人類が地球の化学組成や天候に与えている影響があまりに大きいため地質年代として1万1200年前氷河期の終わりから始まった間新世時代が終わり新たな時代人新世に突入しているという学説について今週月曜日にケープタウンで開催された国際地質学会議で検討作業が行われました人新世は核実験による放射性粒子の拡散やプラスチック、コンクリート、工場式農場が普及した1950年頃に始まったと定義するべきと提言されており2016年現在まで二酸化炭素排出、海抜上昇、大量絶滅、森林伐採などが続いています 学説を提言している地質学者グループの会長ジャン・ザラジーウィックス教授は以下のように述べています。人新世は人類の影響によって地球の運命が変わっているという意味で重大な意味を持っています。まあそのラベルっていう意味だとしてもその時代が変わってるっていうのはすごいことだよね。
うん、
地学の授業とかで習うじゃんこれ。氷河期何期何期ジュラ期とかさ、それが新しいのになっちゃってるっていう。
Yeah.
しかも人間のせいで。
I think it makes sense. It makes sense, yeah.
これなんかあれでしょ、あのあと3つぐらいの団体、学術団体に承認を得なくちゃいけなくて、それがだいたい2年ぐらいはかかるらしい。
うん、
だからもし承認されればあと2年後にはなんか教科書とかにこの人新世が加えられるっていうことだよね。
It's important. The whole purpose of these labels is for our awareness、
うん、
of what is happening or、yeah. what has happened on this planet、
うん、
and so it's kind of ridiculous not to have a new label for this.
Right.
I don't know if 1950 is when it should begin, but...
そう、それがまだなんか議論の的になってるって書いてあったね。その核実験による痕跡っていうところを区切りにするのか、それとも違うところにするかっていう。
Mm. Should be earlier than 1950, I think.
でも本当さ、何期何期とかさ、ってさ、すごい違うもの、すごい差がある、それぞれに。Mm.ものっていう風に習ってきて、それがこう今まさに本当にうちらの親の世代ぐらいで変わっちゃったっていうのはものすごいことだよね。だからどれだけ人間がすごい影響を地球に与えちゃったかっていうことだけど、
mm. When did it really start getting crazy?
I don't know. When did the そのいわゆるIndustrial age みたいな。で、いつからのこと？
1800s.
Okay.
I guess. I mean, it's a range.
Hmm.
But if you want to say like locomotives and all that stuff leading up to the Wright brothers and then Henry Ford in the early 1900s.
そっか、
manufacturing, 結構遡っちゃうのか。 The assembly line.
Hmm.
But, you know, agriculture was a big deal. That happened a long time ago.
Right.
The printing press was a big deal. The internet. There's like certain, it's weird how there are certain things that just have a name that change the world so dramatically like that. Like the printing press.
そうね。
Or the assembly line. You know, the internet.
Yeah.
Is there going to be something crazier than the internet? There has to be, right?
Hope so.
But how is that possible? What's crazier than the internet?
I'm sure right? at every stage we said that. Like, oh, we're flying now. Like, how could anything be crazier than this? And then,、
mm-hmm.
you know, or even like, I don't know, bus or train and be like, oh my God. And a car.、
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh my God, like, we don't need horses anymore. Like,That's like the craziest thing ever.
I don't think people realize how... The weirdest thing to me is how new all of this is.、
Mm.
All of this stuff
just
showed up.
だってこの人新世っていうラベルをまずつけることに反対してる人たちの意見がその地質学的にそこまで立ってないからっていう理由だと思うね。だから本来はこんな早く何期から何期みたいな変わってきたものじゃないから地球がだそれぐらい人間がこの結構の短いスパンで
But it's so different from the world of 12,000 years ago, you know If you really just like It's just so different 12,000 years ago, what was going on? That's like the first civilizations ever
Right
Very simple villages, simple towns, Göbekli Tepe dates to around
14,000.
I don't think Jomon is that old. I could be wrong. I think it's slightly more recent.
Okay.
But yeah, around there.
12,000年前.
But more than our technology itself and what it's capable of, I think what we should be looking at is the impact that it's had on the planet itself.
Right.
And so that's why climate change has such a is such a big theme with this naming. And it sort of depends on the extent to which the climate is being changed. I mean, not just the climate, but ecosystems and
right.
other things as well. Are you looking it up?
全然わかんない。人類歴史年表。16,500年前に縄文時代だって。
The start of it?
Yeah. So it's actually even older. Right? That was... Yeah, 11,200 だもんね。Yeah, yeah, yeah.11,200 その頃にもう縄文終わってるのかな、なんかこのよくあでもそこまで縄文なのかもう忘れちゃったけどね、
right.
でも
well, what was the level of their technology? Not all that
縄文
crazy. It's around
yeah,
the,
no,
the start of、
so.
Yeah, around the start of the Holocene.
この辺に日本最古の土器が見つかってるって書いてある。So, yeah. 日本最古の人骨が30,000年前。でも日本最古の石器が90,000から80,000年前だって。That's quite old.
Yeah. Well, we've been doing stuff for a long time. It's just not until...around 12,000 years ago that we have cities and that we have, you know, real that anything's really left behind.
だってさ、思い出してみるとさ、歴史の授業で最初卑弥呼から始まるもんね、日本って。私卑弥呼から始まった気がする。そのさ、人から始まるっていうか、すごい面白くない？
Yeah. Well, yeah. How do you, what do you, is that?
It's a woman.
So where do you go from there?
So this was.
In history.
でも待って、175年って書いてある。から卑弥呼から始まったわけじゃないのか。だから一番最初に出てくる人物が卑弥呼なのかな。私の記憶では確か。Like she was this.What was she exactly? I don't even remember, but she's this like weird spiritual being-ish. But she's Chinese. Wikipedia says she's Chinese.
Is this a real person?
No, she's not. No. Yeah, she's a real person. She's just recorded in documents in China.As the king of Japan back then. King というか queen. It's really weird. Yeah, there's like some record about like her family. And so she didn't have a husband. Her little brother was helping her.
Yeah.
Only one guy was...allowed to serve her.
Yeah, that's cool.
And she sent people to like other countries.
Right.
I guess.
Yeah, I just remember spending a lot of time on World War II, World War I, Greece.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? Like, 国によって全然違うじゃん、歴史。どこに重点を置くかでさ、まあ日本史と世界史どっちもやるけど、日本だったら。でも だからアメリカの成り立ちとかもさ、日本だとまあ結構一瞬で過ぎるじゃん。あのピューリタンがなんちゃらかんちゃらみたいな。
I spent a lot of time learning like really oddly specific things about hieroglyphs or like some Egyptian stuff.
Oh, cool. え、だって絶対先生によるじゃん。世界史なんてさ、時間も限られてるから、その先生の好みによって割く時間が全然違うから、うちなんてほぼ中国、なんかその先生が超中国の歴史に詳しくて、そこをめちゃくちゃ細かく、だから三国志とかあの辺、なんかもうどんどん国が変わるじゃん、中国って、
yeah.
国の名前が。だからあの辺をすっごい細かくやって、ヨーロッパとかも一瞬で済ますみたいな。
Do you believe that stuff?
Believe in what? Chinese history?
Like everything you learn in history class.
Oh. Well, that's hard to say because I don't really remember much.
Okay. Do you believe what you don't remember? Or did you believe it at the time? Or do you remember believing it?
I guess so. But then I was going to Catholic school.
Yeah.
Which means they would tell me stuff, like religious stuff, as a fact.
Hmm.
Like Bible stories as facts.
Hmm.
Historical facts.
What did you do with those facts?
And I didn't really believe that. So I guess I got the skill of not really taking anything seriously. Because, I mean, you know, it's all done in this the same school. You know what I mean? It's not like I was learning religious stuff at church and then all the other stuff at school. It wasn't like that. So, you know, I really didn't... I don't know. I was really skeptical about religious stuff. So that gave me the idea that grown-ups are not always right.
I was skeptical of history
and
skeptical of... I don't know, like, it would get oddly specific about personalities and, like, what people said to other people or how some particular leader felt and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right.
まあ確かにね、結構なんか教科書でもさ、これはなんで起きたかわかりませんみたいなこともあるじゃん。
There's not enough of...
なんか、まあ信長が死んだ経緯とかもさ、なんで。なんでそんな裏切られたのかなっていうことについては説が何個かあってとか。
There wasn't that much of that in my textbooks.
Oh, okay.
They know everything.
まあアメリカの方が新しいしね。それもあるのかな。
Well, they act like they know everything. The way that it's written. And there's not a whole lot of references to what we don't know or what we're unsure of.
But
even like fairly major events in history are because there's so much controversy about stuff that happened very recently.
まあね、
right?
それはそうだよね。
So much controversy
yeah.
about any event that's happening now has happened within the last 5 years or last 10 years. There's still controversy about 9/11.
Right.
But history viewed from so far in the future. That sounds weird. But when we look back at history, it's not, we don't see the controversy that was there. We don't see that this was being debated and it's not, you know.
でもそれってさ、教科書特有の問題じゃない？普通に例えば学術的にそれを研究した人が書くものとかって、大体分からないことは分からないでちゃんと書かなきゃいけないじゃん。とかここはこの説がいっぱいあったとかすごく細かくちゃんとさ事実に基づいて書かなきゃいけないけどさ、
right.
教科書ってさその、まあ、本当はどうだったか分かんないけどねっていうのを何度も書くとさなんか教科書として成り立たないしさしかもテストを受けさせるってなると特に日本だと暗記させなくちゃいけないわけだからなんかこれちょっと本当か分かんないんだけど全部暗記してねっていうのもやる気もなくなるしみたいな変な教科書特有の問題があるよね多分、じゃない？でこう短くまとめなくちゃいけないし、なんかそんな膨大になっても読み切れないしとか不思議だね
It just doesn't acknowledge the limits of our measurement, really, or the level of our certainty about various things.
そうね。
Because the certainty level is not 100%. I mean, to a certain extent, you know, having to do that would just grind the process to a complete halt. But it is weird to look at, you know, look at even something like World War II from the perspective of Okinawa, from the perspective of Japan, from the perspective of the United States, and then from the rest of the world. They don't really line up that well.
学校の先生とかお医者さんとかもそうだけど、その新しい情報をどこまで自分でも興味を持って読んでるかによって、あ、本当は違ったかもしれないとかって分かんないじゃん。自分が昔に教科書で習ったことをそのままその通りと思って、そのまま自分も子供に教えるとかってなると、それの連鎖じゃん、そうするともう本当に確実な事実として伝わっていっちゃうよね。
Right. I don't think anyone knows what the objective reality is. Everyone's born somewhere.
Yeah.
Everyone's educated by somebody.
Well, I think that's the problem that we have in within Asia, right? I mean, the reason why it's somehow so hard to be friendly with each other, especially politically.
It's all historical.
Yeah.
It's all historical.
Yeah, if we were born yesterday, then we would all be friends.
Well, there are people born yesterday that don't know who they need to be upset with yet.
Yeah, but then they will be educated, and then, yeah. So, I think that's what's kind of tricky about history education. Like, of course it's important to learn about wars and everything, yes, but, you know, what are we trying to achieve? Like, I think that is different for each teachers and schools and countries.
You know, both spectrums of what we seem to be capable of doing are kind of terrifying. Like, if we have a unified world government that has some, you know, this is the official narrative of the world's history, then that kind of gets
right. Well,
sketchy too.
I think if everyone can acknowledge that that's impossible.
We need Bitcoin history, I think. It's like the news, and it's like media. It's like content. Everything is is more mediated by individuals and less centralized, less controlled by you know, anyone with tons of power.
Yeah. It's really weird that we can't just all be friends.
How does this new epoch end, the Anthropocene? How does it end? When does it end?
And when AI takes over.
Is there an epic after the Anthropocene? Because think about how long each of these epics has actually been.
Right.
This would be the shortest epic ever.
Yeah.
Right? It could easily be the shortest ever.
Yeah.
I think the world is, I mean, it's a lot less stable than it's ever been, right? Because the dinosaurs were here, they were just hanging out for millions of years.
I guess. I don't know. Maybe their lives were super unstable too.
But can you imagine us?
All kinds of dramas.
Can you imagine us and what we're doing going on for another 200 years?
No, I guess that was the case for... In the past too, though. I mean, yes, of course, it's the change rate is, you know, increasing, but I feel like humans have been saying the same thing for a long time. Like, oh my God, everything's changing. And then they have wars and
The airplane is like, what, 100 and...
I mean, just think about World War II, right? I mean, this whole area became a plain field. You know, I'm sure people were like, "Oh my God! Like, can you imagine what's gonna be happening here in 5 years?"
Yeah,
like major change. So, I don't know.
200 years from now, My point is
AI.
Not necessarily that, you know, the world is going to disappear up its own nose. I'm just saying that it's impossible to imagine. And that's a weird thing. We can't imagine the future 100 years from now. I can't do it. I've tried. It's just too much.
I don't even bother to try.
But you can, like if you were living in some village 400 years ago or something, and someone asked you to imagine the future in 200 years, it's like, oh, my great great grandchildren, you know, like it's so pedestrian.
Maybe.
It's our subconscious intelligence. It's our subconscious intuitive feeling about the future.
Hmm.
I think we know that 200 years from now is just going to be completely bananas.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing about it?
What am I? Nothing. I'm just going to live my life and try to be happy.
Yeah.
Simple stuff. Simple yeah. stuff. What's happening in September 2nd, 2035?
Oh, September 2nd, 2035, there's going to be a total eclipse visible from Japan.
Oh.
Yeah.
2035年って何?今から何年後?今何年だっけ ?2016 年?
I think so.
So what? 16年後?だから私が46歳ぐらいの時か。え、何何何?
Yeah.
何何何何?
It's a long time from now.
そうだね。どうだろうね。
I won't question your math. So there's actually an eclipse today that is visible from Africa.
Oh, じゃあアフリカでこれ聞いてる人は見れるね。いたよね。いるんだよね。アフリカでさ、バイリンガルニュース聞いてる人。
うん、そう思いたい。
え、いたじゃん。あのサーバーの地図見たとき。
Yeah, I hope they're still listening.As if there's like just one person.
No, it wasn't even one yeah. country in Africa.
No. We have listeners in.
Yeah, so you guys can see it.
Yeah. It should be happening in like an hour or so. Or in 2 hours.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure of Africa time. But
okay.
If you're not in Africa, then you can watch a live stream of it on the internet.
Cool.
Yeah. It's not a total eclipse. It's like a... Not partial, but annular eclipse.
微妙なやつってこと?
Which means that the moon is a little bit...
Visible?
Further away than usual.
Oh, okay.
I believe.
Okay.
And the effect of that is that the moon appears smaller.
Right.
And so... When the moon crosses directly in front of the sun, you can still see the sun around the edges.
Ah, そっかそっか、ちっちゃいから。
Yeah, so they call it a ring of fire eclipse.
Oh, cool.
It looks kind of cool. Have you ever seen one?
No. こういうふうに太陽が輪っかみたいに見えるってことでしょ?
Have you seen any kind of eclipse?
I'm not sure. I've probably seen...Once, I don't know.
You just don't remember?
I remember seeing something.
Oh. You don't remember what you saw? Where did you see it? It was in space? In the sky?
No, from my 実家.
Huh.
I have this vague memory of me and my dad staying up late.
Is this an abduction story?
No, and we had to like, 結構窓から乗り出して見なくちゃいけなくて. It was kind of dangerous.And it was really exciting.
But it was dangerous? Like you were... It's like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, kind of. Well, yeah. not like that. But yeah, like we had to lean over.
Uh-huh.
And... But I don't... That experience itself was really exciting. I don't really remember what I saw. Yeah, I was a child. I guess. I don't know.
I think it's really cool.It's really interesting that that happens.
Mm.
And it's so, you know, the size and distance of the moon make it so perfect for just
っていうかもう Ring of Fire っていう名前がもうかっこいいもんね、なんか、
うん、
いいね、みたい。
There's actually something I learned about yesterday called the Elias, I don't know how to pronounce it, effect, where they've actually detected gravitational anomalies on Earth during eclipses.
Hmm?
Yeah.
どうなるの？その一部にってこと？全体で？地球全体で？
Yeah.
Huh. Huh.
There's something about an eclipse that is affecting the way that is affecting gravity on Earth.
Hmm.
When the moon passes through the ecliptic. The ecliptic is the plane, the Earth's plane of orbit.
Right. なんかさ、満月の時に犯罪率が上がるみたいな、なんかデータとかあるじゃん。Eclipse の時ってなんかあるのかな、そういうの。
Well, one theory to explain the gravitational anomaly is that the moon blocking the sun for the several minutes that it does so in an eclipse actually cools the atmosphere in a strange way,
right?
That affects its density. It becomes denser, and that results in anomalous gravitational effects.
面白いね。
But we're not really sure if that's true or what's causing it or if it's a measurement problem because it's a very subtle thing.
Ah, okay.
But multiple instances, people have set up experiments, even recently, and detected this gravitational anomaly. So it's just a weird, really weird cosmic event.
Yeah. 不思議だね。
A lot of ancient civilizations freaked out about it too.
まあそれはそうだよね。怖いよね。急にその Ring of Fire みたいになってたらさ、It's like, どうしたみたいになるよね。
Well, the sun gets blocked out for 5 minutes in the middle of the day, out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's some, you know, if that's not, if God's not angry, then what is it?
Yeah.
Right?
ね。みんな悔い改めようみたいになっちゃうよね。
Yeah.
今すぐにみたいな。
They confirmed recently that all the structures in, I forget where exactly, like the northern UK or something, they have a bunch of ancient stones and stuff.
Okay.
And they all seem to be astronomically aligned. Like, actually. I mean, that sort of speculation was considered kind of pseudoscience.
Right.
But more and more stuff seems to be, you know, have weird celestial significance in ancient societies. It's kind of cool. We've completely abandoned it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was wondering. Like, why did we leave that? I mean, why don't we do that anymore? Like, why were they doing it?
Well, I think part of it is, you know,
that's like more romantic.
Our object fetishism, our capitalism. We're worried about things that are part of our daily lives more. Whereas back then, there was a lot of speculation and philosophy and metaphysics, especially among the people at the top that were directing the construction of things. Because there's not, you know, there's the earth and then there's the heavens, right? So it was a big part of their lives,
I guess. Oh well, that would have been more romantic if we were still doing it.
We could align stuff, but we can't see the stars that well.
Yeah, so. And not in Tokyo.
Yeah.
文字起こしのテキストを iPhone と Android と Mac のアプリで購入できますので、ぜひ試してみてください。最初の1話から3話目は無料で、月額240円。激安。激安すぎてよく心配されるよね。ツイッターとかでも心配になりますって言ってもらっていますけども、激安なのでぜひよろしくお願いします。 あと LINE のステッカースタンプマイケルが作った猫星人スタンプも売っているので、そちらもチェックしてみてください。インスタグラム、ツイッター、フェイスブックもやっているので、ぜひフォローお願いします。終わり。
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.